Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From Pennsylvania Avenue to Main Street, Scott Inez tackles the hot topics like only he can. It's time for Inez Says.
Hi, hello, and I welcome you back to the Inez Says Podcast. I am Scott Inez. Thanks for being here today. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You can find it right there on the front page of the WDBO app and WDBO.com. And please join me for Orlando's Morning News with Scott Inez, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. And be sure to stream us right there in the WDBO app. Well, I'm surprised that it took this long, but the senior editor at National Public Radio, Yuri Berliner, has now been suspended without pay for 5 days by you and me, by the way, by the American taxpayer. NPR is funded by you and me. So I guess we suspended this guy, Yuri Berliner, on Tuesday of this week, after he published an essay that claimed that the company has lost America's trust by becoming a far-left woke organization with no diversity of thought whatsoever. Those are my words, not his. I have news for Yuri. It's always been that type of organization. It's just that now people may be starting to wake up to it, because you have these younger so-called journalists now coming out of school and wanting to make their mark by espousing their viewpoints. That's not what journalism is all about. Good journalism is about calling the balls and strikes right down the middle. We need more great journalists in America today, and they're certainly not at National Public Radio. Look, Yuri Berliner was absolutely spot on, and he was suspended for it? Really? Like, he's telling the truth and he's suspended 5 days without pay for that? Now, the NPR boss is Catherine Marr, 42 years old. This one's a winner, who has posted a number of derogatory comments on X about former President Donald Trump. But Catherine Marr said this, quote, "In America, everyone is entitled to free speech as a private citizen. What matters is NPR's work and my commitment as its CEO." She says, "Public service, editorial independence, and the mission to serve all the American public. NPR," she says, "is independent, beholden to no party, and without commercial interests." And as she said this, her nose grew about a foot. Are you kidding me? Beholden to no party? Give me a freaking break. How in the world can this woman say with a straight face that NPR is independent, beholden to no party? Hey, Catherine, you're Pravda in the old Soviet Union. That's who you are. And our tax money, your tax money, my tax money, is going to fund all this biased so-called news coverage by National Public Radio. You and me, we're funding this stuff. I want you to picture something, okay? Picture this. Just imagine that, I don't know, Fox News, for instance. Fox News was relabeled NPR, okay? And our tax dollars were going to fund Fox and their news coverage. Can you imagine? Can you fathom the outcry on the left that would happen if tax dollars were going to fund Fox News? Those professional protesters who we're seeing right now stop traffic in major cities, those professional protesters, most of whom are the same people who were agitating in the summer of 2020, would be out in full protest regalia. They would be at the Fox News studios. They would be at the U.S. Capitol. They'd be stopping traffic all over the country. They'd be all over social media. Think about the outcry that we would see coming from the left if our tax dollars were going to fund Fox News. Now think of what is really going on here. Do you see conservatives protesting NPR each and every day? No. Now, I will say this. There is word now that Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn is planning to propose new legislation that would threaten to cut NPR's federal funding if passed, prompted by the news that it has suspended Yuri Berliner for those 5 days without pay. Blackburn is now weighing a variety of options to take on the federal funding that goes to the Corporation of Public Broadcasting, which provides funding to NPR in the form of grants. She apparently is looking to prevent NPR from benefiting from public funds due to what her office calls left-wing bias. Yes, it is definitely left-wing bias. Here's the quote from Blackburn's office. The mainstream media has become obsessed with doing the left's bidding and taking down strong conservatives, and NPR has led the pack. The statement goes on to say this: it makes no sense that the American people are forced to fund a propagandist left-wing outlet that refuses to represent the voices of half the country. NPR, she says, should not receive our tax dollars. Well, Marsha Blackburn, you're absolutely right. NPR should not be getting any of our tax dollars. It's left-wing government propaganda, but you know what? It always has been. Now, look, the issue of our tax money going to fund such a slanted and biased news outlet really is nothing new here. I mean, for decades upon decades, Republicans have tried to make NPR a target for defunding. But because there have been few sympathetic ears to these Republicans, both inside and outside the Beltway, these defunding calls have fallen on deaf ears in the past. But I think this is really the first time that I know of that a person within that NPR organization, a longtime 25-year employee, from all accounts a very trusted employee, actually had the wherewithal, the conscience, the professionalism about him to come forward and to tell the truth about what's really going on at NPR, and that is pure bias. Now, this, like I said, is not a new idea. As a matter of fact, late last week, U.S. Congressman Glenn Grothman, who is a Republican from Wisconsin, addressed the issue on the House floor.
One of the problems we have in society that came to light is the people who influence public opinion are, particularly when funded by the government, too much, in my opinion, in favor of the left. Public universities certainly should be given a very even distribution of information. Recently, in an underpublished story, a great guy, a liberal guy, Yuri Berliner, senior business editor of NPR, reviewed the party designation of 87 members in the local NPR office. I asked people, how many of you think are registered Democrat? How many Republican? People laugh. Oh, of those 87, ha ha, I bet 84 are Democrat and 3 are Republican. Actually, it's 87 and 0. Now, I respect Yuri Berliner, a liberal, for digging out this information. But can you imagine, right now, there is such a completely lack of diversity in the type of people who disseminate how to deal with the issues today that the NPR local office has made up of 87 Democrats and 0 Republicans. I hope everybody in this chamber, not only in the field of education, but apparently also in the field of broadcast news, realizes we have a fundamental problem in this country and that we have no diversity in the newsroom or in the faculty lounge. Thank you.
It's obvious to most of America that this has been going on for years upon years, but when a person on the reservation whistleblows, it does go to another level. Now, what do I think is going to happen with the funding of NPR? Honestly, I think it's going to be business as usual. I think some other big topic is going to come up in Washington, D.C., which once again will throw the NPR bias story into the bottom of the pile up there in the swamp. What should be done? Isn't that obvious? NPR should be stripped of all of its public funding because it is nothing more than yet another tributary that feeds into that Washington, D.C. swamp. Defund NPR. That's going to do it for the Inez Says podcast. Appreciate you being here. You can find the podcast in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the WDBO app, and join me on the radio every single workday. And join me on the radio every weekday for Orlando's Morning News with Scott Inez, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. I'll see you next time.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.